Have you ever come across a product so crazy, so weird, so downright outrageous that you just had to share it with someone? Today on the ASRL Podcast, we're diving into the world of zany products and gearing up for some good laughs and financial lessons along the way.
Welcome to the Ask Rolf Podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rolf makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Rolf Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Wacky Wednesday show. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting the program. Whether it's budgeting, investing, getting out of debt, or just having fun with some wacky products, my hope is this podcast equips you to steward your resources well. That means I'm doing a good job. Now, outrageous products certainly aren't anything new, but with the internet making shopping easier than ever, more and more wacky items seem to be popping up every day. Well, it's a cloudy day here on the farm today. It looks like we're going to get some more rain over the next few days. As the cows have requested, I may need to start building an ark for them. But all kidding aside, don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You do that at AskRolfPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about tax scams, now that we're past April 15th, and how to avoid them. That's a show you don't want to miss. Let's start with today's Bible verse. Of course, covetousness and stuff-centered living can be dangerous traps. As the Bible warns us, watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. That's from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 15. But sometimes these zany products reveal just how easy it is to get caught up in wanting the latest thing, even when we truly don't need it. So today we take a lighthearted look at some of the most outrageous items on the market right now, keeping a careful eye on our motives and priorities. To start us off, let's look at some of the craziest kitchen gadgets out there. Now, I'm someone who doesn't really love to cook, but my wife does. But I gotta tell you, I'm tempted by these intriguing new tools from time to time. But some of these innovations seem to have gone a little bit too far. So let's talk about the first one. The first up is the noodle fork. This peculiar utensil combines a fork on one end with chopsticks on the other. The goal is to easily twirl up noodles without need for a spoon. I'm sure some find it helpful, but for $15 for a hybrid fork chopstick seems a little bit much to me. Sticking with the noodle-related products, the Carbo Loader Spaghetti Server. That's the next one. Allows you to load up your plate with a massive serving of pasta in just one push. The supersized tongs will be handy for large families, but for $30, you have to be a serious pasta lover to justify that purchase. And finally, the pizza scissors. They offer a unique way to slice up a piping hot pie. The lengthy blades and heat-resistant handles let you cut through cheese and crust with ease. Now, I've never really tried this, but I guess you could use regular scissors. But for $20, wouldn't most of us just opt for a pizza cutter or a standard knife? Listen, folks, the bottom line, while these items may be tempting for carb lovers, now I'm a diabetic, I gotta stay away from the carbs, it's important to pause and evaluate your real needs. And here's the truth. Small purchases can add up very quickly. As believers, we're called to be wise stewards of the resources God has given us, so we gotta pay attention to these things. Now let's transition to some outrageous health and beauty items. Let's look at some products that promise miracles. Hey, we all want those, but often fall short. The first one, this is the 10-minute facelift. It claims to tighten sagging skin and ease wrinkles in just minutes a day. Using resistance bands, you stretch different parts of your face to lift it into place. Now, while resistance training does have legitimate benefits, most experts agree these types of tools overpromise dramatic results. And at $40, it may give you a quick boost, but likely not a facelift. If you struggle with dark under-eye circles, the eye massager is an intriguing option. This tool uses micro vibrations and heat to massage delicate skin around the eyes, supposedly minimizing dark circles and puffiness. However, at $200, many dermatologists agree you can get similar benefits from using your fingers, massages, and chilled skincare products for a fraction of the cost. And finally, if you're looking to burn belly fat, hey, I could use this. Wrap manufacturers like It Works claim that you can lose inches in as little as 45 minutes. By wrapping a cloth infused with botanicals around your midsection, the products supposedly detox, tighten, and slim your waistline. However, most experts agree any inch loss is temporary, and it's simply caused by water weight rather than real fat loss. So you end up $50 later in the wallet, but likely not in the waist. So what's the takeaway? Outlandish marketing promises often don't live up to the hype. While wanting to improve our appearance isn't wrong, we need to be wary of products that promise unrealistic or unhealthy results. Hey, we're all looking for that miracle of youth. As 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 reminds us, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." Now let's shift our gears to some outrageous products for pets and animals. From luxury amenities to high-tech gadgets, pet spending has skyrocketed, my friends, in recent years. But some of the newest innovations seem a bit excessive. First, for the pet who has everything, the iFetch ball launcher promises hours of fetch fun without human effort. It can launch balls over 30 feet, at least that's what it says, and plugs in for charging. But at $120, that's a hefty price for some automated playtime. Maybe you can go out in the backyard and throw balls on your own. If your feline craves gourmet cuisine, and what cat wouldn't, the PeterCat automatic feeding machine features an airtight cat food dispenser to preserve freshness with a built-in mixer to customize food and an app controls for easy scheduling. But with a $350 price tag, you have to wonder if your cat will even notice the difference. And if you want to spy on your pets at home, the Petsy Treat Cam allows you to video chat, monitor activity, and even dispense treats to your furry friend while you're away. However, the subscription plan starts at $6 a month. That puppy cam doesn't come cheap. While it's natural to want the best for our pets, lavish toys and gadgets lightly bring diminishing returns. Our animals are happiest with our true affection and care. That's really the truth, folks. I have two dogs, and it seems to me like what they really want is to spend time with you. So let's look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10, which reminds us that the righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Well, that's a pretty good way to say it. So let's wrap up our tour of outrageous products with a look at some transportation-related inventions that are quite eccentric, to say the least. First, for water lovers, the JetLev Flyer Water Propulsion Jetpack. I've seen this on TV. Promises an exciting new way to fly over the water. It's powered by a gas engine that propels water. It lets you soar up to 30 feet high with precise maneuverability. But at a cost of $10,000, this gadget is outside most budgets. I know it's outside of mine. If you're searching for a smoother bike ride, the Bowley Lock promises to bring bike suspension technology to the masses. This $700 rear shock absorber soaks up bumps and jolts for a more comfortable ride. The truth is, though, most casual riders will opt for a standard bike, not one with a high-end suspension, especially if it costs $700. And my favorite zany transportation product, the Hover Van. This futuristic vehicle uses helicopter-like propellers to literally hover a few feet above the ground as you drive. Reminds me of something from Star Wars, promising a smooth ride with no traffic. The promoters seek $40,000 for this extreme luxury mobility intervention. And the truth is, folks, with the price of cars, if I can get up above the lanes, maybe that might be worth it. These products certainly seem thrilling. It's important we focus on the needs over our idle desires. As Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 advise, "Don't be anxious about everything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." All right, we've covered a lot of outrageous products today, from pizza tongs to pet cams, facial resistance bands to flotation bikes. At the end of the day, it's important we keep eternal perspective and seek God's kingdom first. Before we wrap up this crazy, zany Wednesday, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There, as always, you can leave us a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. Maybe you've seen some crazy products you want me to talk about on the show. While you're there, make sure you join our email list so that you can get our daily email to let you know what's going on with the show. You can also schedule a consultation with me if you have some specific circumstances you need to discuss. And listen, here's what I want you to do. If you know someone who needs a laugh today or is interested in some of these crazy products, do me a favor. Share this episode with them and share the podcast with them. So here are three quick tips to help you stay grounded when it comes to zany products. You always want to give you some receipts and some action items. Number one, pray for wisdom and contentment before making purchases. Hey, we all can do that. Ask God to guide your desires and protect your priorities. We need to learn what are needs and what are wants. Number two, evaluate if an item fills a true need or simply fuels wants. Be willing to pass on purchases that aren't necessary. If we're going to steward our resources, we may need to pass on some of those things that are just wants. And number three, focus on quality over quantity. Seek useful products that will last over flashy items that are fleeting. That wraps up our show for today. Hopefully you enjoyed this lighthearted look at some outrageous products. Thanks so much for tuning in on the Ask Ralph podcast. Be sure to visit our podcast page. Like I said, that's at AskRalphPodcast.com for more great financial resources with a Christian perspective. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. So stay savvy, seek God's wisdom, and God bless you. We'll see you next time, friends.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.